Jack opened his eyes. Teddy and Kathleen were gone. The warm air was filled with mist. Jack and Annie peered out the window together. The treehouse had landed in a tall tree with spreading branches. The mist was so thick they couldn't see anything around them, but Jack heard the caws of gulls and the swooshing of rolling waves. He smelled salt water and seaweed.
"The ocean's out there, feel it?" said Annie.
"I hear it and smell it," said Jack.
"Then let's go play in it," said Annie.
She pulled off her sneakers and socks.
"We can't just play," Jack said. "We have to look for a secret of happiness."
"Well, I'm happiest when I'm playing in the ocean."
Annie started down the rope ladder.
"I'm sure our mission's harder than that," Jack thought.
He took their library books out of his pack and replaced them with a deep sea book.
"Hurry," said Annie.
Jack put on his pack and started down after her. He stepped off the ladder onto the misty ground.
"Come on," said Annie.
Jack followed Annie toward the sounds of seabirds and waves. They walked through feathery ferns and climbed a sloping sand dune. When they rounded the top, Jack saw waves rolling onto a wide sandy beach. But the ocean itself was still shrouded in a gray haze.
"Wow," said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack.
"Come on, let's go in," Annie said.
Jack and Annie hurried down the dune and ran toward the ocean. While Annie waded into the water, Jack stood at the edge and pulled out their research book.
"Listen to this, Annie," he called.
Jack read loudly.
"Water covers 3/4 of our Earth. Most of the ocean is an enormous plain a little more than 2 miles deep. But some ocean trenches are more than 6 miles deep."
"More than 6 miles?"
Annie asked, splashing the water with her hands.
"It's 6 miles from our house to Aunt Libby's."
"I know," said Jack.
He read more.
"The ocean is home to thousands and thousands of sea creatures. Mountains and volcanoes are also hidden deep beneath the surface of the sea."
"Mountains and volcanoes?" asked Annie. "Under the water?"
"That's what the book says," said Jack. "The ocean's a whole world we don't know anything about."
"Well, some people know about it," said Annie, "or that book couldn't have been written."
"Good point," thought Jack.
"Put the book away and come in, Jack," said Annie. "The sun's coming out."
Jack looked up from his book. The sun was burning away the mist, making the day hotter.
"Let's go swimming," said Annie.
As Annie dove into a wave, Jack put his book back into his backpack. He left his pack on the beach, then he waded into the water.
"Great, huh?" called Annie.
"Yeah,"
Jack said as he dug his toes into the soft, gooey sand. Cool seawater lapped around his calves. He felt the warm sunshine on his face.
"Let's swim farther out," said Annie. "Maybe the secret of happiness is in the deep sea."
"How do we go down there without a submarine?" asked Jack.
"The wand," said Annie. "Maybe it will turn us into fish or something."
Jack closed his eyes and pictured the darkness of the deep, filled with thousands of weird creatures.
"But the wand can be used only after we've tried our hardest. I don't think we've done that yet," he said.
"Oh, right," said Annie. "Plus, it has to be for the good of others."
"So first we have to find some others," Jack said, his eyes still closed.
"Jack, you won't believe it," said Annie.
"What?" Jack asked dreamily.
"Take a look," said Annie.
Jack sighed and opened his eyes. The mist had cleared a bit, and the day was becoming bright and hot.
"I think we just found the others," said Annie.
She pointed out to sea. Jack shaded his eyes and squinted. Through the wavy sunlight, he saw a large wooden ship with 3 tall masts.
"Whoa," he breathed. "That's a ship from a long time ago."
"Yeah. Remember when we ran into the pirate ship?" said Annie. "This ship looks the same, doesn't it?"
"Oh, no," said Jack. "Pirates again?"
"Look, a rowboat's leaving the ship," said Annie.
"Oh, man," said Jack.